Now, in this scene, the camera pans all around. There is no gun in the scene. He claims that he shot himself and then threw this gun completely out of the scene that this murder boss Sewer is claiming had a gun. Now, they produced this video with a cell phone is picked up, and it's pixelated. In the picture in the Examiner, it had a pixelated square that was the cell phone that the mother raping murderers across the bay are claiming was the gun. So anyway.
So Greg, we don't shoot to kill. We shoot not to miss. So if officers are only allowed to fire their weapon if they believe that they're in danger or someone else is in danger of serious injury or death. So to try and shoot an extremity while it's moving is next impossible, regardless of how it looks on TV or the movie. So they
ignore the fact that if he's running towards you, then of course it doesn't move back and forth. It's like
Kenneth Harding.
I know. I'll get to that. So Kenneth Wade Harding, who was wanted for a homicide out of Seattle at the time, fired upon the officers, and in the foot chase, when the officer shot at him, they hit him in the leg, and when he fell, he shot himself just under the chin.
Now, he's not mentioning, nobody heard of any of this wanted for murder business. He was wanted for jumping off the Muni for a $2. Now, we all remember how Jean Valjean does 19 years for stealing a loaf of bread in Les Miserables, Victor Hugo's novel. But in Les Miserables West, it's death for a $2 ticket, thanks to this guy that...
When he fell, flew forward, the officers believed was still under his body. There's videotape of a person picking up the gun that
is pixelated in the video, in the picture on the cover of the Examiner. It has this pixelated square that
then ballistically matched against the bullet that was...
That video. That's part of the crime you're in first again. I place you under citizen's arrest for the murder of Kenneth
Hart. Okay, why don't you go ahead and finish your comment there?
Yeah, so...
let me finish... And I will defend any peace officer and hold them free of responsibilities if charges arise in the making of your arrest, Chief Sewer. And this is DJ Mouse, and this is the Mouse Report for January 19th, after MLK Day, so I'm playing an old... Let me see what it says... It says 122.13 Mouse Report. Greg versus SFPD. Chief Sword. Oh, yeah. The other Greg. That's the reason I changed my name to Mouse, so. So, let me go back to yesterday's Hard Knock.
It is a dream of a land where men of all races, of all nationalities, and of all creeds can live together as brothers. The substance of the dream is expressed in these profound words. We hold
life, liberty, proudly professed the noble principles of democracy, and on the other hand, she has proudly practiced, or she has sadly practiced, the very opposite of those principles.
I just erased it. Oh, boy. You're so bad, DJ. So I was going to play Putin, but I guess I'll go back to...
Indeed, slavery and segregation have always been strange paradoxes in a nation founded on the principle that all men are created equal.
Hello, this is Lucrecia, and we're going to send it to David D., who's still out at that protest.
Hey, how's it going? Hello?
It's going good. It's going good. You tell us, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing okay. I'm right here about on the halfway stand to the Bay Bridge, and it looks like there were a number of people that have chained themselves to near the entrance to Treasure Island. I didn't get a chance to go up there real close, but I got a gentleman here that was before the police started ordering people back into their cars. What's your name, man?
My name is Dominique Water.
Dominique, now we've seen you around before. What did you see when you went up close to where the police are at?
Man, well, me and Quentin here, man, Shana Roberts from Fast Food, you know, we out here representing. We're just coming from the Martin Luther King Day March, heading to Frisco. And we just seen people get out their car, so we went to go check it out. And it was beautiful, man. It was a bunch of young African individuals that's from these states, man, linked together in solidarity with cars kind of blocking off the sections. And they had their arms chained through the windows to the east side of the bridge, man. It was beautiful. It's so powerful. I wish everybody could have been there to see it.
How did they have themselves chained? They were doing it through the car windows, you said?
Through the car windows, chains wrapped around their waist, through their arms. And they were locked in, and they weren't going anywhere. They were demanding justice for all these murders that's been taking place in the Bay Area. And I was just proud to see it.
For people don't know, Dominique, who I just ran into, you were leading actually a big fight around the whole thing with Walmart. You were one of the main people that was demanding the $15 an hour, and I think you know, they just closed the Walmart in Oakland. Do you connect all these protests that have been going on all week with what is happening around the King holiday and even what is going on now? Because I'm seeing signs here, just for people who don't know, that are talking about gentrification. They're saying, they're talking about inequality and payment and all that. So it seems like people here have been connecting the dots.
Yes, most definitely. And it's a growing surge of that, man. It's just really solidarity as a know I love you, man. We out here representing, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. From economic justice to racial justice, it's all the same. We all have to face this. So it's beautiful that we're coming together to pay and represent.
Dominique, I appreciate it. Sis, what, you have anything you want to say? What did you see?
I see nothing but solidarity. My name is Shonda Roberts. I represent low-paid workers, fashion workers, and this is what we need. We need the people to stand up and amplify our voices so we can have social justice in this society broken society that we live in nowadays. And this is something that our ancestors have been fighting for. They paved the way for us to do this. And so it's our time to set an example for our ancestors, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. We need to represent for them.
Some people might say that backing up traffic is the wrong message, that it inconveniences people and that folks have things to do. What do you say to people that are concerned that maybe this type of protest sends the wrong message?
Well, I think this sends the right message, that solidarity is the new I love you. It's coming together to make that change, to voice our voices. You know, this is the only way it's going to happen. It has to be, we have to take drastic measures. And unfortunately, we have to take drastic measures in order for our society to see that Black Lives Matter. And that's what it's about. Black Lives Matter.
We appreciate that. For people who don't know, I'm down here, and the attitude on the bridge is actually one that's kind of festive. I said this earlier, people are taking pictures, people are talking with one another. It is not a one of hostility, it may be.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA.
It's not by chance that Russia and the US forged an alliance in the most critical moment
of
modern history.
Your own race.
That was the case in World War I and World War II. Even if there was fierce confrontation, our countries united in the...
Yeah, I just had to stomp on the Black Eyed Peas for saying, yeah, they're fighting terrorism overseas, because that is so not true, Black Eyed Peas, that I don't have to apologize for stomping on that part of a beautiful song I gotta play today. But right in between there, when you say we're not sure they're fighting terrorism overseas, I mean, you couldn't say a bigger lie.
Face of a common threat, which means there's something that unites us. There must be some fundamental interest that bring us together. That's something we need to focus on.
Yes.
Roman Empire. The legend has it that Romans plowed over and sowed the city with salt. Cultural differences. But we have fundamental cultural differences. Individualism lies at the core of the American identity, while Russia has been a country of collectivism. Issues. When there's an external enemy, it united the nation. But I guess the United States have been employing the same technique. After the claim that Iran is compliant with the rules, simply because there's no proof of the opposite. According to the latest IAEA report, Iran has been abiding by the commitments it has taken up. True, there are some outstanding issues, but with due patience and friendly attitudes, they can be resolved. I have a great respect for Iran and a great interest in it. This is a great country indeed. You don't often hear this attitude mentioned in relation to Iran, but it's true. This is a country with a great culture, a great history, and is a great nation. They're very proud of their country. They have their own understanding of their place, both in the region and in the world, and that's something you have to respect. You've grasped the core of the problem. Iranians are very smart and cunning politicians, and to a certain degree, they have exploited this confrontation with the United States.
They are not the only ones.
They're extremely crafty in this, and they do it to tackle their domestic political issues. When there's an external enemy, it united the nation. But I guess the United States have been employing the same technique. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, there have been no external threats that would allow Washington to dominate the West. There must be a threat so that the US can protect their allies from it. This position yields political and economic benefits.
Now, of course, he's articulating the strategy of tension. The California Specialized Training Institute under Governor Reagan taught this to Mayor Lonnie Hancock, who was out to lunch as Lonnie Cagle was at the weapons station when Brian's leg were cut off. But when I was getting shot in the back running away from the putty round, Matt Meredith said Stu Nakamura ordered him to fire. She had been to the California Specialized Training Institute. So Luis Ufrida graduates to the head of FEMA. You see how that works, state to federal. And he's just articulating this strategy of tension. Now, the textbooks by Colonel Kitson who, you know, like implemented the, well, like in Kenya with some of that violence. Expansionist whites in a quest for power have stolen this land and incarcerated the inhabitants for the last couple centuries. It's only by understanding that illegitimate violence has its roots and causes of social injustice that you can do your job, which is not to eliminate the violence. It's integral to the system. You need it as an excuse to use your legitimate violence. In other words, your job is to enforce social injustice. Okay? The justice system is tasked with enforcing injustice. And you can use English to say such things. Porque después de la revolución, esta va a ser una zona de inglés prohibida. Yo soy mexicano y estoy en México. Yo quiero ¿cómo se dice? I want to make soy mexicano where at the park, the carnivore thanked me for the tripe. And actually, it was tempeh and cauliflower and vital victuals and well, just like he thought it was tribe. Now, I threw up when I had the menudo, but he thought it was. So, in Mexico, yo me, I don't know how to say throw up, but I won't be able to say very much until I learn Spanish, but never mind.
If everyone relies on one country for protection, then this country is entitled to some preferential treatment. So it's very important to possess this status of a global defender, to be able to resolve issues even beyond the realm of foreign policy and security issues. I think the US has been using Iran for this very purpose, that it is to unite their allies in the shadow of a real or false threat. It's quite a complicated issue.
And you have to understand the 1978 meeting in Tehran of Poppy Bush, you know, the murder boss of the Opium War, of Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. Now, this prompted the ambassador to send an email saying that our puppet is saying it looks like an opposition convention. Of course, he knew he had cancer. No, not very many other people did. The CIA certainly did, and so they're planning to replace him with these medieval shithooks so that we can pull the rug out from under them. They will never be able to get Russia and China. But here we have Russia and China on the side of the reactionaries we installed, so that they made the woman put a burqa on. You know, it's like, this is what you get when the military-to-military relationship that we had in 1978 says, no, the military is not going to take power here. You know, we need these types because...
But it's not an issue for Russia. We've been complying with our international commitments, including on Iran's peaceful nuclear program. As you know, Russia built the Bushehr power plant in Iran. We've completed this project and are prepared for further cooperation. Yet when we proposed to enrich uranium on Russian territory, our Iranian partners refused, for reasons unknown to us. They argue that they will enrich uranium on their own, in line with existing international regulations. And as I said earlier, if they don't break any rules, they're fully entitled to do that. We will endorse this right, but we will also remain aware of the concerns that other states and the international community has concerning full compliance with these rules.
Can I clarify something? The thing is, I was asking you not only about the U.S.-Iranian relations, but also about the U.S.-Russian relations. Would you agree that we have fundamental ideological differences on key issues of international law?
So right on the eve of my meeting with Barack Obama, you are pushing me to make some serious statements.
It's a very important issue. If the country thinks it has more rights than others...
I thought you wouldn't notice my deviation, but you did. Indeed, you are very persistent. To date, we don't have any significant ideological differences, but we have fundamental cultural differences. Individualism lies at the core of the American identity, while Russia has been a country of collectivism. One student of Pushkin's legacy has formulated this difference very aptly. Take Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind, for instance. She says, I'll never be hungry again. This is the most important thing for her. Russians have different, far loftier ambitions, more of a spiritual kind. It's more about your relationship with God. We have different visions of life. That's why it's very difficult to understand each other, but it's still possible.
That's why there's international law to create a level playing field for everyone.
The US is a very democratic state, there's no doubt about that, and it originally developed as a democratic state. When the first settlers set their foot on the continent, life forced them to forge a relationship and maintain a dialogue with each other to survive. That's why America was initially conceived as a fundamental democracy. With that in mind, we should not forget that America's development began with a large-scale ethnic cleansing, unprecedented in human history. I wouldn't like to delve so deeply into it, but you're forcing me to do it. When Europeans arrived in America, that was the first thing they did. And you have to be honest about it. There are not so many stories like that in human history. Take the destruction of Carthage by the Roman Empire. The legend has it that Romans plowed over and sowed the city with salt so that nothing will ever grow there. Europeans didn't use the salt because they used the land for agriculture, but they wiped out the indigenous population. Then there was slavery, and that's something that's deeply ingrained in America. In his memoirs, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell revealed how hard it was for him as a black man, how hard it was for him to live with other people staring at you. It means this mentality has taken root in the hearts and minds of the people and is likely to still be there. Now take the Soviet Union. We know a lot about Stalin now. We know him as a dictator and a tyrant. But still, I don't think that in the spring of 1945, Stalin would have used a nuclear bomb against Germany.
Yeah, so let's talk about America's terrorism over there, notwithstanding the little blip I just did on this.
Then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and won't you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, and some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love? The love?
It just ain't the same, always new change. New days are strange, is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know. No love, where's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek.
Father, hey, you have a rigged dog doctor. Now what room was?
World on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
one world, we only got one world, that's all we got, one world, and something's wrong with it, something's wrong with it, something's wrong with the world, world, yeah, we only got one.